Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Here's good news. Today is National Tequila Day.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were.
We also told you, in case you didn't get to catch us yesterday, that David the Barrel Boy is a new man because he is newly engaged.
If I ever get the nerve to say hello in this cafe.
Congratulations, David.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also coming up later on this morning, David's fiance Rachel comes into the studio this morning.
All that she wants is another baby.
What?
All that she wants is another baby.
Dude, that no. There's no other another baby here at all. There's no baby. What are you talking about,
something
baby?
Something you hadn't told us, David.
There's nothing I haven't told you.
Let me give you a little heads up on how my life worked out, right? Engaged, married, pregnant within 3 weeks.
Y'all
woo.
Got the business.
So I just want you to be prepared, just in case.
It could happen.
No.
Once there's a ring, the chances increase
drastically.
I was reading fertility stats this morning, and that is true.
You are such a...
Infertility Weekly?
Fertility Weekly is my favorite
magazine. Fertility Digest.
There's a crazy thing out talking about some of the crazy baby names. So I want to give you ideas on possible baby names. Because when we were naming Kyle, like, we had so many ideas mm-hmm. for baby names that were like the standard baby names.
It gets overwhelming, though.
Yeah, because you go through books, and there's thousands of them. And so me and Leslie played like Battleship one night because she had a list of names. I had a list of names and we weren't talking about them because before we would discuss every one and we couldn't agree. Mm-hmm. So basically she had her little piece of paper and her pen and she'd write down names. I'd be across the table and I'd write down names and then we'd go one after one and we'd call them out. So that's how we kind of landed on this name Kai, which is like, wow, that's kind of different. Yeah. We haven't heard about anybody named Kai. And now there's more people named Kai. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But anyway, here's some names that are actually trending in the last year that maybe you might want to consider. Because there's not a ton of them yet.
I don't think I need baby names right now.
Just in case.
It's never too early.
The name Tesla is big right now. Tesla? Well, not real big. There were 141 babies named Tesla last year.
Hmm.
130 girls and 11 boys.
Yeah, I mean, that could work. You could call them Tess. Tessie. La.
La.
T-Law.
That's a good one. How about ISIS?
Stop it.
I don't know about that one. That's what? A little
oh my
bit
gosh.
Weird.
There were 51 girls named ISIS last year. What about Lucifer?
No, I don't think I'm going to pass on
I've
that
I've heard
one.
The name Lucian. That's really cute.
It's 24 people named Lucifer. Well, I'm sure this isn't pronounced ESPN, but it's spelled ESPN.
How would...
Espen.
12 girls, 6 boys named Espen. As much as you like sports, David, that's one you should
consider.
That's
a great one, yeah.
Yeah,
Espen, I mean, Daly.
We could call him or her Espy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Moo is also a big one.
Moo.
Who?
Moo.
Like a cow?
What kind of mean parent does that?
Moo.
Moo Daly. That sounds like a radio show. You're listening to Moo Daly in the Morning. 7 girls, 6 boys. How about this one? Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo Daily. I like it.
That's a rap name.
It is.
Yo-Yo Daily. Mm.
Or you can do it like that if you want. How about 6 girls were named, and I don't know how you would say this either, but it's spelled A-B-C-D-E. How would you say that?
Abacidi.
It sounds fancy when you do it like that.
Could I get that with marinara? Abacidi. And Slayer was another one.
Yeah, I like that.
6 boys named Slayer. You like rock and roll music.
That is
yeah,
cute.
Dude. We could do Slayer Daily.
Slayer and Slash.
I don't think Slayer Daily's a good idea. Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I think I found another reason that I should be David's best man at his wedding in 2020.
Okay.
Why?
Because I'm preparing him for the potential of pregnancy.
What the heck, man? This is just weird.
Let me read you a message I just got. I am 44. My wife is 28. We just found out she is pregnant. Tell David it happens when you least expect it.
Great.
Oh, Davey.
I'm your real friend.
Oh.
And I am your best man at your wedding in 2020. June of 2020, I'll be there. The best man, Brandon.
Oh, my goodness.
It's me, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
For real?
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So later on this morning, the newly engaged couple, the fiancés, David the Barrel Boy and his fiancé, Rachel, they're going to play a little game. What they didn't realize was when we invited Rachel in, we had a game in mind.
Of course.
So now as she's driving in here, she's going to be sweaty palms and all that kind of stuff, a little more nervous about this because we are going to test your relationship knowledge this morning.
You're really making me nervous right now.
You should be.
Yeah.
I hope you know everything about her.
And you have to be honest.
Oh, great. It's one of these type of questions.
You have to be honest. And Rachel, you can't turn around if you're already on your way. One question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday for to it. You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, July 24th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Troy Campbell of Jonesboro, 32 years old today. Rachel Gramling of Paragould, happy birthday. We have Brant Barksdale celebrating a birthday today. And Teresa Weathers Tippy is 60 years old, lives in Etowah, and works at the family clinic in Lepanto. So happy birthday to Teresa. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Bendy Irwin is 20 years old today. That is Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. That is his daughter and the season 21 winner of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Anna Paquin is 36. She was Rogue in the original X-Men. Tori Wilson is 43, the former WWE diva.
Have you seen her in the last couple of years?
No.
She's better looking 20 years later.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. She really is.
Put her in my Google search.
You need to.
Oh, my God.
She's in mine.
Oh.
Hello.
Barry Bonds is 54 years old today. Linda Carter, the OG Wonder Woman, turned 67 years old today. Michael Richards is 69. And who's that?
Kramer.
Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yep.
That's right. Jared Neiman turns 39 years old today as well.
Happy birthday, Jared Neiman.
Whoa, lover, lover, lover. Don't treat me no good no more.
Yeah.
Oh, lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more.
Hey, Jared Neiman, 39 years old today.
Didn't you say that was your song to your wife now?
You stole. I need no help in getting in trouble.
J-Lo turns 49 years old today, too.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
I think she got better with age, too.
She did.
Like,
yeah.
If you go back to when she was on, what was the TV show where she was a fly girl?
Manatee.
Living Color, yeah. Better looking now. So, happy birthday to Jennifer Lopez. See if you remember this one, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, 49 years old today. Happy birthday.
The video did not date very well.
What are you talking about?
Look at like the
computer
stuff.
Is he looking
stuff.
At the same thing I'm
not,
looking at?
I mean,
at?
Not her. I just mean everything else surrounding this video. It looks very, very dated.
Is there anything else in the video but her?
Okay. Sorry.
I don't see any.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Way to go, David. You have eyes only for Rachel, though. That's great. That's
yes.
A new relationship.
And Pam Tillis turned 61.
Maybe it was Memphis.
give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Rachel Gramling. It's the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine. We're celebrating Pam Tillis today. It's also National Tequila Day.
David's celebrating.
Oh, I'm not.
Everybody, maybe it was Memphis. Here we go.
Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was other summer nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me that shook a ride. Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was other summer nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me that shook a ride.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany had their son Memphis about 7 months ago, and they've already announced that they're going to have baby number two. He said it wasn't an accident, that they wanted to have two kids and wanted them close together so they could get through with formula and diapers all at the same time. And he said that to make that happen, they had to do in vitro fertilization with Memphis. They also had to do it again with this baby that they're going to have now. So had to have some help.
That's expensive,
yeah,
too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
So, well, when you're Jason Aldean, I'm sure you can make that happen.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so there's a pretty funny story out today on Luke Bryan, and it makes me think that country stars are just like us in so many different ways. Because it was Luke, his three sons, and then their wife. Well, his wife. Not their wife. Their mom, his wife. Yeah. Anyway, so they're all driving around, they're having a good time, and suddenly the car stops. Everyone's wondering, well, but did the engine get hot? Is it broken? What's going on? Turns out, someone didn't fill up the gas tank. By someone, it looks like it was Luke Bryan, because he was taking a selfie video. He's kind of laughing. The kids are in the back like, oh, we ran out of gas. And then they show his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was not very happy.
She looks very unhappy in the moment.
Yeah, she was a little bit fired up. And if you want to check out that video, it's pretty funny. The BBITN blog is where you can find it on kfine.com. KFIN.com.
So Cole Swindell's been on tour, and his tour has been called The Reason to Drink. Well, they've extended the tour. They've made it bigger, and it's coming to this area, to the Mid-South area, coming to Tupelo. But the tour is now called The Reason to Drink, Another Tour. And it features, of course, Cole Swindell.
You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey, y'all, it's sure been a good
So it's Cole Swindell, and he's bringing with him Dustin Lynch.
She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat.
Cole Swindell, Dustin Lynch, and Lauren Elena.
If you trust your rebel heart, ride into battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled.
So again, the tour is coming to Tupelo at the Bancorp South Arena. It's going to be December the 1st. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can get more info and tickets at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we told you yesterday morning, one of the big parts of the whole show was that David the Barrel Boy popped the question over the weekend. He proposed to his girlfriend of 3 years, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And tons of congratulations all over social media.
Oh, absolutely. So many people are very thankful for it. Well, we're very thankful for all the people that reached out. That's what I meant.
Thankfully,
he's
taken. Everyone
is thankful for them.
I didn't mean it like that. We're very thankful for all the people who reached out.
So,
if that makes sense.
We have Rachel, the fiance, in the studio this morning.
Woo-hoo.
This is her first public interview after being a fiance.
It is. Big congrats.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
How does it feel to be newly engaged?
Look at her face.
The same,
she's
but
just
different.
Keeps smiling.
All of it has not set in yet. I guess when I start actually planning, it'll set in more. But for now, I'm just,
Was there ever a doubt in your mind, like when he said, will you marry me? Did you think back to some of the things we've done to you over the years and think maybe this isn't the right decision?
No, I can handle it.
All right, so you signed up for this for life. You realize that.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah, the next 2 years, if you thought the last three were bad,
right?
These are going to be crazy. Did you have any idea he was about to propose?
None whatsoever. I was like, I just wanted, he was about to like trying to get me to come over so, you know, he could do and say whatever. And I'm just like, I just want to take my shoes off. Can I take my shoes off? If I would have known like something was going to happen, I would have kept them on.
So when he did it, did you start to tear up? Because he said he started to quiver a little bit.
He did. And that's when I was kind of like, what is going on? Why is he getting so emotional?
Well, I think the first question I got was, are you breaking up with me?
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah. And so I get that question. I'm like, Rachel, if I was breaking up with you, I wouldn't have taken you out to a nice dinner.
Good luck. Nice.
Yeah.
Let you down easy, right? Uh-huh. I think one of the things, though, that we need to think about as you guys are getting ready for the next phase of your life and building a life together is how much you truly know about each other. So what we've done is Kelly and I have worked together, and we've come up with a game, and it's called Know
Your
Mate. So who wants to go first? Somebody's going to be in the studio and somebody leaves the room, and we're going to quiz you all and see if you truly know enough about each other to get married.
You want to go first? I'll be the gentleman in this situation.
All right.
Okay.
And let the lady go first.
Right. Okay.
So you're leaving the room.
So David, yeah. Okay.
All right, give her your headphones.
Okay.
We'll put the headphones on Rachel, and we're going to see how much they truly know about each other in a game of Know Your Mate. I think I need the music going here for this one.
Oh, definitely.
We'll start with the softball question, Rachel. Something very easy.
Okay.
What is David's middle name?
Thank God this is an easy question. It's David.
Oh, okay.
Question number two, Kelly.
All right. What is David's astrological sign?
I believe it's a Gemini. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I think it's that.
Rachel, what side of the bed will you sleep on?
Like?
From where your head is.
This is something you're going to have to know.
Oh, she doesn't know yet.
Because eventually it just gets
Think
claimed.
About your bed. It's like this. Your head is here. Mm-hmm. Are you on the left or the right?
Left.
All right. Okay. Left.
All right. Rachel, who was David's childhood best friend?
I know it was one from elementary school. So okay. I'll just say
That's
Edgar.
Good. Okay.
Edgar. Okay.
This
it's
one for
term.
Me.
Okay, I'll ask it. Rachel, where was the first place that you and David kissed?
Oh, she's embarrassed.
In this studio?
No, it wasn't. Oh, my gosh. I didn't
David.
Have any idea.
Oh, no. In this studio.
Rachel, where was the first place that you said, I love you to David?
In a New Orleans hotel room.
Gotcha. Okay. What is David's favorite food?
Let's go with a chimichanga.
Okay.
Rachel, what is David's all-time favorite TV show?
I don't know if it's a TV show as much as it's watching football on TV.
Okay. The next question. What is David's favorite hobby?
I don't know. I guess basically football is his main hobby.
So watching football?
Like watching football, knowing stats and all that.
And what is David's most embarrassing moment?
Most embarrassing moment.
Anything in his whole life? Has he told you something, confessed to something? This is the question that can be really embarrassing with all
like,
the answers.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
We can skip that question.
Okay, we'll skip
awkward.
It.
I have no idea.
Let's bring it in. David! All right, let's see if she gets these right. And we'll keep a tally on how many she gets correct. All right, David, here we go. We're going to see how many of these questions you get right.
Okay.
It's our game of Know Your Mate. David, what is your middle name?
David.
She got that one correct.
David, what's your astrological sign?
I don't even know mine. Is it Gemini? Is that it?
Same answer. There we go. We have two right. What side of the bed will Rachel sleep on?
The right side.
That gets claimed pretty quick.
Okay.
You better claim your side. All right. Who was your best friend in elementary school?
Edgar.
David, where was your first kiss with Rachel?
In this room.
That's so weird.
Where was the first place that she told you that she loved you?
In a hotel room in New Orleans.
What is your favorite food?
Steak.
Oh, she missed that one.
What is?
She thought chimichanga.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
What is your all-time favorite TV show?
Dragon Ball Z.
She said football.
I should have known.
Football?
Yeah.
And what is your favorite hobby?
Football.
You did get
that
one right.
Got that one right. That's good.
So she got how many right? Six?
She got, yes.
Oh, 60%? It's a D.
All right. Now, you're going to run your mouth. You're next.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Know your mate. What does David know about Rachel coming up here in just a few?